I get a message on my phone that we are in the Turkish beach and we are prepare ourselves to go by the rubber boat into Greece. When they start to travel in the sea, I ask them, please send me your location each 10 minutes. I inform them, please go straight, left, right, take care, there is a rock here, take care, you have high waves, and if there is any problem, just send me a voice record and send me your location. I remember one day I get a voice record and she is crying. She said that, please help me, we are sinking. And she have two child, one of them 5 years old and the other was 3 years old. I was afraid to lose this lady, because when you hear her voice, you feel that she is too nearly to lose her child and to death. This boat was in a Turkish water, so I must call the Turkish Coast Guard. So I call the Coast Guard and tell them, before 5 minutes, I get this location. And the people now start to sink. So please get out and bring them. Do you know, I feel that I am one of this passenger. I sit and I feel that I am with them in the boat, because I hold a high responsibility. When they ask me that, please take care of us, they mean that our life in your hand.
One by one.
Sometimes when we are follow them, they said, where are you? We didn't see you in the beach. I sent them, I am in Sweden. He said, what? You are in Sweden? How did you do it? are you a magic man, or how did you do it from Sweden? And sometimes people, to make sure, they said for me, please send your location. We want to make sure that you are in Sweden. I have a friend, he is in Germany, and we start speaking, and then he said, let's do like organization. I told him, come on, my friend, I am in Sweden and you are in Germany. Organization is a small word for a big thing. It's so difficult, but we will try. First of all, we do like a Facebook page, and we write that when you are in the beach, just call us and we will help you. I am not alone in my organization. We are about 12 volunteers. We have volunteers in Syria, in Turkey, in Germany, and in Sweden. I am here alone. And in Tunisia, and we have in Canada. All the day we working, just sitting, and my wife bring for me the coffee, and if I want to eat, she do for me a sandwich. I cannot move out of my hotel. When we are serious, she said that I am proud, but I need to forget our journey from Turkey to Greece. I need to forget that I am nearly to lose my two child. And sometimes she told me, you push us for this journey. Sometimes I feel that she is true, because I love Syria. I love Syria very much, really. Each day I see homes in my dream, and really, really, I get out from Syria to save my child. Just, I'm not afraid about myself. April 15th, 2015 was my journey. When we arrived to the beach, I found a small boat with length about 5 meters or less than 5 meters. He said, "This is the boat." I told them, "No, this is not the boat. I speak with a smuggler," and he said that it's 16 meter length and 2 floors. He said, "No, this is a boat. You must get out by this boat." I told them, "No, I cannot. I have 2 children and we are many people, 25 people. It cannot be held in this boat." At that time, he put the Kalashnikov in my bag. "You will go by this boat." So I'm looking for my wife and I say for her, "I'm sorry, this is not my fault." And I hold my child and my wife to the boat and I get up to the boat. The boat started driving with us and it was very, very cold night. After 1 hour and 20 minutes, he said, "You must swim the remaining distance." And all the people get out from the boat and start to swim. I told him, "I cannot swim, my friend. I have 2 children. Please, little bit, drive with me near to the beach. And I will get out from the boat and I will hold my child." He looks for me like this in angry looks and he catch my small child who is 1 year old from my wife's hand and throw the child into the sea and say, "Now you will swim." So I jump after him to follow him because it was a dark night and maybe you will lose the baby in the big sea. At this time, he catch the other child and throw him to the sea to make my wife swimming to follow the second child. We swim, and we arrive to the beach. I think that we arrived to the paradise, but I found that there is a big mountain. At the morning, I walk about 8 hours on the mountains without any drink, without any food. We arrive to the first home. Just I knock the door and give him my baby and fell down because I was very, very tired. Sometimes I speak in my sleep about the boat. What's happened in the boat number 400? Yeah. Did they arrive or no? For me, do you know, I feel I am proud. I found myself. Really, I found myself. But there is money to do. Yes, I help Syrian people. Yes, I help Iraqi people. Yes, I help Afghani people. All of them human. If there is any law, punish us. But I don't think that it's wrong to love the humanity and love the people and help the people. I will teach my child that the only nationality in this world is the humanity. This is the only one nationality. We have no other nationality.